In the old days, we were the gatekeepers. That was a term that a behavioral scientist by the name of Wilbur Schramm coined many, many years ago. To get to the public, you had to go through Marvin Kell, or Walter Cronkite, or Chet Huntley and David Brinkley. And you only had the three networks, right? That made a huge difference. Another quick story. I got a call, about 30 years ago, from a New York Times reporter. Actually, I called him because I wanted him to come on as a guest on Nightline. And he went to check with the then executive editor of the New York Times, a fellow by the name of Abe Rosenthal, old friend of yours. And he called me back later and he said, I'll tell you what Abe said. He said, you want to go on Koppel's program? You go right ahead. Only don't come back to the New York Times. His point being twofold. One, you work for the Times, and that's all I want you to do. And two, Koppel's going to ask you a lot of provocative questions. And I don't want my New York Times reporters expressing opinions. Well, them days is long past. From Morning Joe to Rachel at night on CNN, on MSNBC, the spear carriers are there from the New York Times, from the Washington Post, and they are trying very, very hard to be what they are, first-rate objective reporters.
But
when you are in the presence of Joe and Mika Brzezinski in the morning, and you are on that program where quite clearly the agenda is anti-Trump from start to finish. If you appear on that program and you sit on that desk morning after morning after morning, the public is going to identify you as being anti-Trump. And you can do the best you possibly can to be an objective reporter when you're doing your stories for the Times, and people aren't going to believe you.